Hey guys, Natalia Schneimler here. I help boy moms have a better relationship with their sons and themselves by teaching them the tools how to manage their mind so that when anything comes up in life, they know exactly how to take care of themselves and their kids.
Hey guys, how are you doing? I'm sitting in my car, my mom office, and I'm recording this because it's really important. I have an important message for you, but before that, I just wanted to share with you, I'm reading this book I'm really enjoying. It's Becoming by Michelle Obama. Maybe you've read it, maybe you are going to read it. I'm really enjoying it. I love that she is down to earth, written like a real person, written really well, and I'm just really enjoying. I love autobiographies, so if you have any good autobiographies that you want to recommend, please send them my way. I would love to read them. I love autobiographies. So, and today I want to remind you, if you already know about this, because a reminder, I think we always need that as a mom, and if it's new to you, great. So the reminder is to plan your break first. It sounds super counterintuitive, sounds ridiculous, sounds impossible. To me, in my head, the break comes last. Yeah, the break comes after you do the work. So in the planning, it also kind of makes sense to add it in last. But what I'm suggesting is you plan it first. And Brooke Castillo introduced me to this idea first, and I completely ignored it. I was like, yeah, sure, I'll do that. And then life experience taught me multiple times when I was burnt out, when I was tired, when I was doing a lot, getting a lot done, but I was just exhausted and burnt out. And the conclusion that I ended up making on my own, and then it was that plan my break first, or plan it in before you plan other things in that time. And so time and again, today was the second time I thought, okay, Brooke, you were right. I gotta plan it in first. And so today I found myself saying, you know, I want to do all the things, but I also want to break. So adding one more thing to my calendar, I feel instantly threatened that I'm not going to get my break because I'm already tired right now. So that's what I found myself saying to my coach. And the other thing I said, you know, there's so many things I want to do, but I don't have enough time. And so what I needed to hear, and from myself or from my coach, what I was the takeaway for me today was that, first of all, plan my break and protect it. Protect the break, and then I'll have more energy to do all the other things. I'll still get them done. I still will have time for them, but I will just know that I've planned for my break. And I can still get all the other things done. I can do it all. And the way I approach things, if I want to have something in my day that is important to me every day or every week, I start out with a very small increment of that. For example, right, the break, right? If I can plan in half an hour in the day, I will take it. And the way I see it is I'm practicing slowing down during that time because my mind is very fast. I have a lot of things to do. I have a lot of people to take care of. I have a business. I have a podcast. I have a lot of things. And my mind is constantly running the to-do list in my head over and over again and planning the next day, the next week, the next birthday. And so I want to practice slowing down, so I will plan to have that amount of time to slow down. And I'm loving right now having a quiet time at home with a book. It's been super needed and super appreciated. So if you're a stay-at-home mom, this is what I want to share with you, is the mindset of morning shift. I'm throwing everything at you right now. I've done an episode about the shifts before, but you have a morning shift, you have an afternoon shift that is really big, and in between, you have to plan your break first because you're still going to have to get everything else done. But if you don't plan your break, you're just not going to take it unless you're very good at prioritizing it. And if you are a working mom, you're going to work a lot harder to plan for that break. You're going to have to be a lot more creative in planning that break. And I highly, highly recommend when you're starting to add these things in, you might think it's impossible. Like, my kids are all over me from the day at time I come back to bedtime, and then I'm exhausted. And I want to encourage you to start thinking in smaller increments. If you can even think in 5 minutes, 10 minutes increments, start focusing on them, and then you can grow your skill at doing that. You can grow your capacity to do that. And as a working mom, when you're trying to take a break with kids around, you're going to have to fight for that. You're going to have to preserve your energy. You're going to have to fight for it, and protect your energy, protect your time. So that is going to be possible, but it's going to take work. And once you're in the habit of that, everyone else will be in the habit of it, and then you're going to just enjoy that time, but you're going to have to fight for it. So plan your break first in. And also, when you do that, you're going to learn each week and adjust. I need less time. I need more time. I need once a week. I need every day 10 minutes. You're going to have to reevaluate it every week, because you don't want to have that break stress you out, right? You don't want to feel like a failure if you're not getting it, but you also don't want it to feel like another burden. So that's what I have for you guys today. And of course, this is my whole mission here, is that to help you solve your problems so that you can then simply enjoy your kids, show up for them, enjoy yourself with your kids. So if you're scheduling your breaks, getting everything else done, like, there's a balance, right? If we don't get it all done, we're going to be stressed out that we're behind. So if you get your break, you get a lot of stuff done, you're then going just to show up to your kids the way you want to show up. And so that's my mission here. That's why I'm sharing my own lessons and takeaways. And I'm sure it's going to be helpful to a lot of you moms. And I would love, if you have any book suggestions, send them over to me. I love, love, love autobiographies that are written by the person. Those are, to me, are so fascinating, because it's like meeting that person and hearing all their stories. And I love meeting new people with their stories. Okay, guys, I'd love to meet you as well. Come sign up for a session so you can also get that amazing, amazing key to everything in life that I'm going to teach you, that you can won't need me anymore. And then you can just apply it to anything, any situation in your life, and have that amazing relationship with yourself and with your kids, with your husband. So come to my website, www.coachingnatalia.com. Go to sign up for a free mini session, and I will see you in Zoom. Love you. Bye.